It's a search for personal meaning. We live in a world where you can be surrounded with people, have a whole nation of people, a whole world of people, and still be isolated within yourself. People have personas they project as they go around and talk to people. The persona you project is never the same as how it's, as it's perceived by others. But that doesn't matter. You need this idea of this is who you seem to be to them. This is how they will see you. And you try and act and live up to that. Yet no one has gone through life, except maybe the occasional psychopath, who hasn't reflected on themselves personally when things seem to go wrong. It's worse when you live in a culturalized or a system like today, where we're given incessantly from birth via media and movies and dramas what's supposed to be normal. Even when they change the normal and we go along with it, it's bizarre, because there's nothing normal about it. You're set an ideal life, an ideal standard of how things are supposed to be, and they're simply not like that. There's a long running series a while back, a sitcom, which all took place in a bar, and people watched that devotedly. I don't know how long it ran, maybe a couple of years, maybe longer. And every character in the bar was a character, an independent character. A script writer had written a composite for an individual, and so everyone had their character and personality. A little bit in each you could identify with, and that's the key to good writing. And you go through little dramas as they all met in the bar after work. But the sad thing is, people who loved the characters whom they identified with didn't have any of that in their own life, their private life. That's why these comedies and dramas are so popular. They set an ideal where you think you belong, where you'd love to belong in a sense, in a fictionalized world of how it should be, and how people really care about each other, and you can't find it in your own life. Because in your own life, everybody is just as worried as you are about today and tomorrow, and sometimes yesterday. Regret for the past, fear of the future, and so you're being crucified today. That's the symbology of it, always was. So they're not really living at all. They're existing and getting through and putting a brave face on, perhaps, but they're not really living. You can't live when you're anxious and terrified. And this world and this system certainly keeps that going, where the cost of anything can shoot up tomorrow and it's out of your hands, and that makes us all obey and jump and pay attention, and that's how it's set up. And the only escape for many, many people is through fiction, where they see the ideal settings, but it's a fiction which never existed. I don't know if anyone out there ever read T.S. Eliot's The Cocktail Party, because there's a character in there called Celia, who's gone through all these disillusioned love affairs. And she goes to see a psychiatrist to try and get some help. And she started her interview with the psychiatrist, and I think she said, I should really like to think there's something wrong with me, because if there isn't, then there's something wrong with the world. And there's a truth in both parts. If you're emulating and trying to carry out a lifestyle where you've accepted the fake norm that's projected to you, this ideal standard that you're even bombarded with all the advertising telling you how you should look, how much you should weigh, what's going to make you happy, with the youthful vigor, it's all youthful, 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 and the kind of house you're supposed to have, and the kind of car, and everything, as I say, is always happy, happy, happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy.
If you follow that and really start to believe, or even let it get to you, then you will break down ultimately, because it's nothing like reality. It's complete fake. It's projection. It's mass manipulation. And it certainly isn't geared to bringing contentment. If people in this system ever reach any level of contentment, you'd stop buying anything. You wouldn't need to buy anything. And the system would collapse. So we have to keep the system going by allowing ourselves to be shown how discontented we are. Produce and consume. That's the definition of a good citizen by the United Nations standards. A good producer dash consumer. So getting back to Celia, as I say, she's been right on both counts. The world, as she's been taught, is supposed to be as a fiction. The idealistic world that she wanted to believe in. But because she wanted to believe in it, she expected it. And the things of that world in her own personal life. So she was quite correct in concluding there was something wrong with the world, but more so, there was something wrong with her perception of the world. And if she started from there and started to figure out why she had been perceiving it that way, she would have come to many more answers in her own life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.